They just got us on their train, you know. They're pulling us mm-hmm. there. And the niggers was on one part of it. And we had to cook for the niggers going on. They was cutting the timber as they went through it. I think there's a building the track too, because mm-hmm. we didn't just get up and go on over there. We had that, and
it was like kind of like camping out on the way.
They had worked just like they always did. Mm-hmm. And we had to feed them, and I never saw such scenes, you know, with the niggers, and they sawed with saws, not
crosscut saws. Crosscut saws is what they used. Yeah.
And they ate too, right.
And were most of these single men? Or did they have
families? Yeah, no, they didn't have. We didn't take no families to cook for. But
what did White City look like? What do you remember about it?
I'll tell you what it had a big mud hole right out in the middle. And you know, we were on a side track, and when the passenger train come there, and it turned around there to go back, mm-hmm. and that's far as it went. Hmm. But what the funny part was, there was some of the niggers and some of them white people that they made whiskey, you know. And they bring it in their wagons, in big jugs and things, and sell it if you want to buy a drink or if you want to buy a gallon. They done that. And
that was during the
Prohibition,
uh-huh. Yeah, I guess so. I don't know why they did it, but that's the way.
Well, does the law ever come and try to catch
them? No, no.
They didn't care what y'all did out there.
No. Huh? We had a justice he shut his eyes, I guess.
He didn't care.
So you had the law in the camp, huh?
Yeah.
How many people lived in White City?
Well, not nothing like it, but they lived in the ones that they could move, you see. Mm-hmm.
They lived in these houses with wheels on them, you know, like boxcars.
Yeah. Yeah.
What'd your house look like?
That's what it looked like, a boxcar.
I tell you.
Rooms, though?
It had to be straight in a row.
Oh, and then you had to haul all the way down, or you had to go through rooms you just had to go through rooms to get to the next room.
Uh-huh.
How many rooms would they?
No, you didn't. But the some men that didn't have their families living there, well, they had some that was down on the ground. You know, of course, they had to stay there, but. When they moved, well, they put them back on the track.
Uh-huh. You know, what did your boarding house look like? Was it a box car?
It was, and it was the awfulest thing. That woman, had she killed that man, or it was something that she done? And they was getting rid of her. I don't know. Don't put it that okay. It was, but I don't know why. I forgot what had happened. Anyway, and if I could think, I'd tell you who had it before she did. But I can't think now. But anyway, she, you know, they had a great big stove, nice stove, and it had what was the thing they called it? A stove to have a place to for the
reservoir?
Water?
The reservoir where you heat your water?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All one end of
well,
it was the reservoir.
But that stove, the grease was dripping off of it. It was also, I didn't think we'd ever in the world get it cleaned up, but it didn't look like the same place when we did, because we got niggers and we washed and scrubbed that thing just like everything. Mm. And well, the first night that we had there was already some, of course, over there when we went, you know. And that night, we just hadn't had time to cook much, and Mama just made biscuits, and we had homemade syrup and butter and everything like that. And those men just ate. They said that other woman liked to starve them to death.
But how many men would you keep?
As many as was there. And you know, now they had this one that what did he do? But anyway. We had a good many men that didn't have wives, mm-hmm. you know.
Were you the only boarding house? Was yours the only one there?
Yeah, that was what we were for. And then the sewing machine man came out there on that train, and he's of course had to spend the night because the train would go off leaving. And Mama bought the machine, and the way she paid for it was him eating and staying that. Sometimes he'd stay 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
She got that machine with that man, and I don't know what made him this way. I never didn't know, 'cause he had his hair up here and he plaited it back there and kind of pinned it up, and it was his religion somehow or other. But he was real nice, and he'd talk, but I just always wondered, what about that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and we'd have little shows coming out there. What was that kind
of? Medicine
shows.
Yeah.
Was what used to come around. Medicine shows.
Oh, yeah.
We had a lot of them. We always went. And little town up the road where, now I never will think of it, but they had a mill up there, and it wasn't but about 2 or 3 miles, or if it was that far up there. I think we walked up there sometime on Sunday, and I know we walked a good piece. There was something between the places that had something else, and why can't I think of that? It was, they maybe like staves or something, you know, they I don't know what they called it.
They called it a stave mill.
Yeah.
Stave mill.
I guess they did. Mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
And I know we walked up there, it was about a mile and a half or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But this other place was a pretty good little town. But
how many families lived in White City?
I don't know, but there was a whole lot. we had a doctor, you know. They always had a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
The company did. They did after
and
we
a
commissary. Married. After we married, married here. After we moved here,
you had a commissary where everybody brought their groceries.
Mm-hmm.
And the shoes.
And what I remember so well about that, and I said that big mud hole, the post office was over there too, and the drugstore. Mm-hmm. It was all in the same thing. And this baby of mine, he could walk when he was 8 months old. But he didn't do this kind of walking like I did. He'd get out and go to the post office, to the drugstore, and the doctor is Dr. Turner, Harold's daddy.
Oh.
He would, everybody, all of them, they just worship that baby, you know. But he got a year old, I guess, and he would go walk across over there and take, and he had the little pocket in his little apron. They didn't have boys' clothes then either. And he'd get the lids off of the, you know, the the drink things, and he used that for money. He'd go over there, and Dr. Turner ate breakfast every morning. His wife lived there, but she didn't get up, and he ate breakfast there. And he, of course, he ate like, Lord, you know, we had like, we didn't just have little stuff. We had steak and or ham or a baked ham or everything ever, you know, for breakfast. And he gave my boy the thing that followed him all of his days. He said, what are you going to eat this morning? He says, I'm going to eat what you eat. And he says, what you eat? He says, I'm going to eat syrup. I'm going to eat syrup and bread. I want syrup and bread, he'd say. And I said, Dr. Turner, you're making that baby crazy. Just whatever he said he was doing, he wasn't doing it. He was doing it the other way. And he'd say, oh, in this good cornbread and syrup.
And he'd be eating steak or ham, huh?
That is Dr. Turner. You know, he went on with us to faster.
Would you feed those guys three meals a day? Your mother would cook three meals a day?
Yes, sir. We had, there was a girl there at White City. She had lived over in Brooklyn where we lived. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't married then, but she did marry later, and he died. Measles or something. No, what was that awful?
Smallpox?
No. Like, just like we have now, only
flu.
The flu. They didn't have anything to do with it. We had a lot of deaths, you know, about that. And her husband. But she was with us there, and she went on over there with us. And but of course they had to, when we pulled in to die ball, Well, I was up then, and she come to, they had the farmers around. They'd bring in eggs and milk. You know, did you know you didn't buy milk then? Do you remember when they didn't buy it?
When you didn't have it.
Well, didn't have any.
Didn't have milk.
Nor canned milk either. We had to have milk.
You got it from the farmers. Or you had your own cow. We always had our
own cows. Yeah, we had our own cows, too. But we didn't have enough cows at first to... but... We had them like that, and that. But what I was going to say, somebody had killed a goat and brought has it skinned, all skinned nice. And this girl come in here, and she says, "Miss Jordan." There's a man out here with a whole goat, and he said he just wanted $2 for it. Said Mama says, "Well, get it. We'll get it." You know, a lot of people they do eat it, but
barbecue it outside. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Can you try it, Mom?
And one time we went out to get eggs, and Mama she had we had water buckets, you know, and she had that bucket full of eggs and stumped her toe and fell down. She just got her foot down and mashed them all.
Had scrambled eggs right there.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't on the floor. It was out in the yard.
Well, you were older by the time they had the boarding house. You were helping by that time.
Oh,
you?
My
you
land. I was helping all the time over there.
Well, did your dad work out in the woods, or did he help in the house?
No, he measured it. What do you call him? He was measuring.
Mm-hmm. Measured it.
So your mom did all the cooking and all the...
No, I helped too. I had my job. I cooked for the... what we had to do was fix the make the food for them to carry to the woods. We had to get up at 4 o'clock and fix. We had buckets, like lard buckets and things like that, syrup buckets, and we cooked some kind of vegetable, like beans and whatever they all like best, and meat. I cooked something to put in their bags.
So it wasn't sandwiches, it was really
meal. No, gosh, they'd have killed us just to give them a sandwich.
How many lunches would you make?
We'd make about 30 or something like that.
Really?
50
a day.
Sometimes. When Mr. Red. Ah, who was the old man lived up to there? I can't think his name. He built the bridges and everything.
Devereaux,
yeah. Mr.
Red Devereaux.
Well, you know, he'd come out there and bring them. Oh, they had to make the bridges in the railroad, you know. And sometimes, when he come and bring them, see, that was another however many men it took for him. And,
you'd have to fix for them too.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, in keeping the boarding house, were you responsible for the men's sheets and towels and all the washing?
Well, we had somebody to do that though. There was niggers there, as many as white people nearly.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mexicans was in there. We didn't have very many. They all come up here when we came.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was Rosa and a whole lot of them, several.
You need to see Rosa Miranda too. Mm-hmm. That's when you need to get on.
Yeah, she's on the list.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever White City folded, what did it look like whenever y'all left from White City? Was there much left there? Or?
The houses wasn't.
Just picked them all up?
Yeah.
And took them
back? Just put them. There was a few that had their house, you know, that lived there.
Did they own their land or the company just let them live
there? I don't
know
how that was.
Mm-hmm.
But,
how long did it take you to travel from White City till you set up in Fastrock?
I don't remember how many, but I know we were several days because they didn't have everything, that they didn't have that boarding house finished when we moved in. And Cullen, you know Cullen, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew Cullen.
He was Aura's husband, and he was going to have the barber shop there. Well, they didn't have his right, and he had it up in there where it was going to be, and where way it's a big place, you know, and he had up in a corner there just going to it when we got.
But
they got it to fix pretty quick.
But did they add a lot more buildings to it, to Fastrell, than had been at White City? Was it a bigger place?
Oh, yeah. It was a two-story thing.
Oh, you had a permanent house then. It wasn't a boxcar then.
It wasn't a car.
Oh.
We didn't have not a sign of a car house there at Fastrell. And it was built with, you know, they used to just have the best lumber, you know. Mm-hmm. They don't even do it now like they did then. And it was, but the one thing they didn't do was to paint them. There wasn't a painted house there, but they did that because they didn't aim to stay. You know, we stayed there 20 years, but they had plenty of time. But it was.
Do you have any idea how many people lived there in Fastrell?
No, I don't, but we had I tried the other night to in my mind, you know, to get, say how many houses. I don't know whether, I couldn't, but there was a good many of them.
Mm-hmm. Did you have running water in these houses, electricity?
Yeah,
and
no. We had electricity. We had it from about, let's see, it was 4 o'clock to 8 or something like that at night.
Oh.
And then in the morning they come on at 4 because that's the time.
So you can get up and make lunches, huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh, goodness.
Cullen was good to come in every morning at 4 and help us. He could fry the bacon or the steak or anything. He was pretty good.
How did the boarding house operate? Did you work for the company?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did they send all the supplies, or did you have to buy
no,
them?
No, sir.
Or what? How did it work?
They furnished all of that stuff. We paid rent, though.
Oh, you paid rent to live in their boarding house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it was, I think, nearly about nothing.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah. Well, did your mother get paid then in addition to your father?
Well, you see, they got their well, every time we got a boarder, why, that was ours. We'd turn that in, turn.
Oh, they pay you?
Mm-hmm.
And that was like your salary from...
Uh-huh.
I see. But yet the company furnished all the food for
yeah,
them.
No, not food. Food, we bought the food.
You had to buy the food.
And you know, we charged by the day when it was that way, and
mm-hmm.
It was that for a meal for a day it was something like it was less than a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
The best that I can ever think about was 60 cents a day.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good money. Richie wanted us to go, Mr. Hill, no, mm-hmm. yes, Mr. Hill, was that who? He died, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
While we, I don't know, let's see, what was that he called me? It wasn't my name, and he called it. And he said, like Jane, but it wasn't Jane.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd say, Jane, I'm going to build you and Richie a house if you want it out there in the woods. Said Benny could look after the horses. Benny, listen to me saying Benny. Richie could tend to the horses. And he had built us a house, and he had that spell and died.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were married at this time.
Mm-hmm.
What did your husband do?
That's Richie Wells. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he.
What did he do?
I can't think what he did. He was running the woods. Woods.
He was woods foreman.
Yeah, he
woods
was
foreman.
Woods foreman.
Yeah, woods
oh.
foreman.
Like to do, I forget my husband's name.
Oh,
well, I took to let
wait,
you.
Wait, wait, wait.